Flamingos Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
By the way, if you're just checking in and joining us here on the Computer Corner and wondering where Ken Colburn is, he is out on assignment, actually on assignment this time.
Yeah.
In the wonderful, beautiful town of Las Vegas. No, he's at a trade show.
Oh. I bet there's slots in the trade show.
What not in the trade show. No? Probably somewhere within a 100-mile radius of the show, though I am sure that there are many a slot machine and gaming table.
100 miles, you think? 100-mile radius?
Okay, a 2-mile radius. a 2-block radius.
2-foot radius?
Yeah, I'm sure they're nearby. But I'm sure he's not partaking of those, at least not during the day. Anyway, if you care, now you know. He'll be back next week, I'm sure, to make sure that this show is brought to you in absolutely the best possible way.
Right.
Right. But you don't care about that, so let's move back to the phones and see if we can help out a few more folks, like James, who called 602-277-5827. James, welcome to the Computer Corner.
I have a couple questions now. I just put a new hard drive. I replaced my old hard drive with a new one. The new one comes with the ATA connectors.
Okay, called serial ATA, and yeah, I'm guessing your old one didn't, right?
Yeah, SATA. So I connect that one to the SATA first, and then, my CD-ROM works, my CD burner works, and a DVD works. The only one that doesn't work, I have a jazz drive.
Okay.
Which I used to connect it to... IDE1 piggyback with my hard drive, which the old one came with a 40-pin connector. So
okay. You've probably got to change the jumper settings on that, and I'm guessing it's not a jazz drive. I'm going to guess it's a zip drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a zip drive, yes.
Yeah, because jazz drive's plugged into a whole different kind of interface. So there, on the back of that zip drive,
okay,
there'll be a little black, rectangular, really small, maybe less than an eighth of an inch high.
Yeah.
16th of an inch wide. It's called a jumper.
Okay.
You're going to need to change the setting of that. And if you take the drive and physically pull it out.
No, I mean, you mean the jazz drive? I mean, the zip drive?
Yeah, if you take that drive out and look at it, you'll see there'll be a label on it that tells you, for example, that if the drive is the only drive on the cable or called a single drive, this is the way the jumper goes. If it's the master, it goes this way. If it's the slave, it goes this way. Now, in the old setting, it used to be the slave to the hard drive, which was the master.
Master, yeah.
But the way it's set up now, it's the only thing on the cable, so you'll need to change those jumper settings to reflect the way it's now configured.
Okay. I didn't know do they come with a jumper, in the back?
Yes.
Yeah, it should.
Okay, so that might be it.
Yep.
Okay. And the second question is, I have one of those 9-inch card reader.
Okay.
It's a USB.
Uh-huh.
Anytime when I connect it to the back of the computer and when I go back and restart my computer, the mouse doesn't work. So
okay.
I have to unplug it and restart the computer and then the mouse start working.
That's not normal. Something isn't configured properly there, and I'm not going to be able to probably help you out a ton with that. My best advice would be don't plug it in until after the computer's already on.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bypass. The real fix is figuring out what's causing the conflict, but that's a little bit beyond what we could probably handle here on the air.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and good luck with that.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, those mouse crazy issues. We got a half hour of show left, so stick around. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.